What is up, guys? So first off, I want to apologize for taking so long to get this next episode out. To be honest, I recorded an entire episode. It was damn near 59 minutes long. And after editing it, which I don't do a lot of editing to it, but just kind of re-listening to it, changing the audio slightly so it sounds better for you, I trashed the whole thing. And I'll be honest with you, I think I've always had this issue with like imposter syndrome, I guess you could say. However, it's a battle that I've dealt with for quite a while in almost like all aspects of my life, right? So I don't know if that's really the reason. It was just when I hate hearing myself talk. And it's funny. I had a conversation with my wife about it, and it's the same thing with like my body or my face or whatever. Like I don't like seeing my face. And so that's a question that constantly comes up like on the internet. Like, why do you redact your face? Well, there's multiple reasons. One of the main reasons is I don't like looking at my face. That's one of them. I just don't think it matters. The second part to that would be just personal security in general. I've had people been able to point me out just because of my tattoos, not even knowing what my face looks like. And usually when I'm out and about with my family, I don't want to be recognized with my connection to business because my family doesn't feel comfortable when stuff like that happens sometimes, depending on the people. And third, I'm not doing what I'm doing to be a micro celebrity. I'm not doing what I'm doing to be like this public figure influencer type. If what I or we do influences you to be better or to, you know, achieve something, chase a dream, whatever it may be, I don't feel that it's important that I'm idolized for what it is that I'm doing. And that's something that I battled with in the very beginning. A lot of it had to do with just ego. And I learned like, you know, halfway through doing this, a couple years into this, I'm like, man, I'm not up for the whole like celebrity thing. I'm up for helping people. I'm up for being a voice for people. I'm up for, you know, talking and trying to find resources for people, but I don't want to be praised and I don't want to be really the face of anything. Though I am the face of the company, and that's kind of unavoidable, it's really hard for me to do. And it's, you know, it's not because like I think less of myself, because who I am today I'm much more fond of who I am today than who I was in the past. That's for sure. Not even measurable on the same scale. And that's from just testimonies from people that I know in my family and that have been around for that transition of like who I was to who I am, who like, you know, like my parents or my wife, who's been there the most consistently in my life, for the longest period of time. She's the one that kind of gives me most feedback. It's still to this day, I'm a very big critic of myself. And so it, you know, in areas it hurts me, in areas it's, you know, it's kind of good, just when it comes to like protecting myself. So anyways, the podcast I did before, I think it was, it started out pretty good, but then quickly turned into like a rant, like a vent session. And listening to, like, there was a shift in it. Like, the value in which I'm trying to provide by doing these podcasts, it wasn't there. So I'm pretty picky and choosy with what it is I'm wanting to put out on the internet now when it comes to the things that I say. And I think that again, it maybe I'm just very critical of myself. Maybe I should just let it go, you know, just post it. But I don't know. There was things that were said that I don't think were necessary to be said. I was a bit salty about some stuff that's just, it's stupid. It's not something to even really waste time on. So this is not a prepared podcast. This is not a planned thing either. Most of these are not. This is just a, hey, I'm here. I'm going to do something. And so that's why I'm here. So I'm trying to, my Bible's in the other room and I'm trying to pull up my Bible app here. It's so stupid. Why do you have a Bible app so you can read your Bible and they got ads on it? What is this? This is ridiculous. You know what? No. I'm just going to look it up. Oh, this is a good one. So the verse for today is, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. And that's Genesis 2:18. Now, I don't expect every single one of these verses to resonate with somebody or even myself when it's chosen. But once again, I feel like for anybody, it really depends on like what season of life you're in or what you're currently working through. Maybe it's just something that happened today, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, whatever. But just that line, it is not good for the man to be alone. Think about it. For those of you like me that have experienced some form of trauma, abandonment, had been lied to, cheated, stolen from, after all of those things accumulate or transpire in your life and you find yourself alone thinking about these things, that's when the negative thoughts come. That's when the flashbacks happen. That's when we spiral. And I'm not some saint that has it all figured out. And I think that's why a lot of people can relate to me, because I don't claim to be that person. I don't play it off to be that person. I try to be as relatable as possible because I'm just honest about where I'm at and who I am as a person. And so from like, you know, in social media and stuff, you only see a portion of like my personal life and like the business. There's so much that's not seen. There's a lot of times where I am alone. There's a lot of times where my wife's alone, or just anyone involved in the business. Like there's a lot of alone time. I think that alone time is good. You know, if it's not, you're alone because something happened. You're alone because you had to get some work done, or you needed some time to like meditate or pray or whatever your reasoning is. But it can also work in a negative way against you as well. So growing up, I had found myself alone a lot of times, not by choice, just because that's just how it ended up being. You know, I could go on about some form of sob story to give an example, but you fill in the blank. And it's funny because even before I started my business, and this is a phrase that I've always used because I've tried different groups. I've tried different hobbies. I've tried different sports. I've tried different things to find a place where I felt I belonged. And so the phrase that I've always used is, I've always longed to belong. And it wasn't until I started the journey into like the preparedness realm of things, where I was looking for like-minded individuals that were interested in the same subjects of life, you could say, that I really started to feel like I belonged somewhere. And then that turned into a job, which then turned into Operational Industries. And I would say now that I have found where I belong, but I had to create that environment. You know, what, it didn't exist. And you know, there's a lot of, like, there's gun tubers, there's influencers, there's companies. And there's a lot of people that are trying to do stuff similar to us, but we, and you know, I'm hearing this from other people, from like the marketing agency we're working with, from like outside people that aren't really familiar with our brand, new employees. Like, we just stand out from everybody else because for some reason we seem unique in our own way. And I think every company has a version of that. But I think that we add value in a different way. I think that we did it before a lot of other people. There was nobody before us doing what we do. You know, some people see it for face value. You're a clothing line. If that's all you know, then that's just because you're ignorant. And that's fine. You know, we're not trying to sell everything. We're trying to build the lifestyle brand side of the company so large that we can offer education for free to the public. That's my goal. So I pay educators to teach a subject in which you desire to learn. And instead of having to pay astronomical numbers like all of these other places are expecting you to pay, I pay them because I truly care about you getting the training. I know how people are feeling right now with the way the world is going. And it feels very lonely at times when you don't have other men to rely on, knowing when you've accepted that this whole one man thing, you know, one man band is not feasible. It's not a realistic, sustainable thing. In a shit hits the fan situation, for instance, it's, you will die. You can't survive alone. It's not possible. Maybe if you're one of those wilderness nuts that are already always alone, and you've hunted and fished and you've built a cabin in the middle of absolutely nowhere, but you know what? It's just a matter of time until you're found and a group of people want what you have. And I don't care how cool, how badass, how booby-trapped, or how strapped you are, you will be overran eventually. You may get a couple in the process. You're not going to last forever. Especially if you're in a high-populated area, specifically western states, off the coast. If you live in a state off the coast, good luck. If you live in the Midwest, it's also going to be slightly difficult depending on where you live. You know, if you live in a rural area, it's going to be a lot easier. I shouldn't say easier. It'll be a lot more sustainable. And I feel like you'll last longer than you would being in an urban environment. Most people don't have the training, the knowledge, or the resources to exfil a urban environment. Most people couldn't even leave their street. So, and a lot of that just comes down to personal or like character. Like, have you even ever faced a situation where you had to overcome some form of chaos or trauma, you know, some traumatic thing happening? Like, how do you react in those situations? And if you've never been exposed to it, I'd highly recommend trying to get involved in something that would expose you to something that could be traumatizing to people, to condition yourself, essentially, for that shock factor. Because there's this common like misunderstanding that there's like fight or flight, and those are the only ones. There's two more. There's freeze, and then there's faint. If you're a fainter, you're SOL. If you freeze, hesitation kills. So hopefully you have a fight or flight response, and hopefully that in the moment you can distinguish which one is necessary to approach, right? Is this a smart idea to engage in this conflict and fight? Or is it in my best interest to avoid it and run? Or, you know, blend in with the shadows and kind of just disappear without creating a scene type of thing. A lot of people don't think about stuff like that. Another thing that I've been thinking about lately as well, it's kind of on topic. When people talk about like bugging in, bugging out, like, you know, I have the stash of food, I have the stash of like ammo and weapons, and these are all my friends. And nobody ever thinks about like, if you have to go mobile, like not necessarily just the aspect of bugging out, but like how, like your vehicle. Like a lot of people just have a car or have a truck, and then they're like, well, my truck will do this X, Y, Z. And it's like, they don't have any upgraded parts. And I'm not saying that you have to like weld steel around your windows and stuff. It's just, is your vehicle capable of actually going off road? And I mean like off road. Do you have upgraded suspension? Do you know how to drive four wheel drive in like snow and mud and rocky environments? Have you ever tried driving a truck down a like quad trail? It's hard. It's difficult. Do you know how to use a winch? Do you, you know, the overlander dudes know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. And to an extent, you kind of have to prepare every single level of your life. It's a lifestyle change, and it's not paranoid, you know, fat dudes that we used to see on like the History Channel when they do like the prepper shows. That's not what it is. The first and foremost important thing when it comes to being prepared, in my opinion, is physical fitness. If you're not physically fit, nothing else matters. I don't care how fancy your rig is. I don't care how fancy your rifles are, how fast your reload is, how many friends you have. You're a liability to yourself, your family, and your friends if you can't carry your own weight. And there's guys out there that are, you know, 300, 400 pounds. They're like, oh, I can lift my own weight. And they can prove it too. Like they can bench their own weight. And they think that that's enough. And it's not. It's just not. 400 pounds may be liftable, but it's not easy to move it. So if you go down, brother, you're on your own. Realistically, think about it. Like, how tight is that connection you have with your friends? Like, would they be willing to risk their life, take a bullet to drag you 3 more feet? Probably not, especially if you don't take care of yourself, or that they would even know that you would do that for them. Because in today's world, most people wouldn't. I've only met a few people in my life. I'm going on 31 years old, and there's only two people that I can think of right now that I know that if there was a gunfight that ensued, some type of shit hits fan situation happened, and we were side by side when it just so happened to happen, I would be there for him and he would be there for me. And I would trust that he's proficient in what he's doing medically, physically, you know, in terms of marksmanship, all of that, like tactics, everything. Like, have you played through these scenarios with these people? Have they played through these scenarios without you? Have you had these conversations with these people? Like, I don't know. I kind of feel like I said, I didn't have a plan for this podcast. But this is kind of where we landed. My crazy tinfoil hat preparedness guy perspective of things. So, but yeah, I think that these are conversations that we should have. I think these are questions you should ask yourself. And all of these things, you know, coming back to like that verse, try to avoid being alone unless it's a decision, right? It's okay to be alone at times, but if you didn't want to be alone, do you have anyone you can rely on? You know, and even being where I am and having all of the resources and connections, I still only like, I could count. I couldn't even fill up one hand with all of the people I could think of that I truly trust that would be there. Can't even fill a hand like that, dude. And I know so many people. I have so many connections, business connections, you know, freaking just regular dudes that are local, all over the country, all over the world. I know people everywhere. And I'm cool with everybody, you know. I don't have anything negative to say about them, but I know I can't rely on those people because they're not here. And I haven't had the opportunity to build a closer relationship with them to where I know that I can rely on them. And that's the unfortunate side of things, you know, at least in my life. Like, it's really sad, you know, that doing all of the things that I've done, creating the resources that I've created for people, and I've heard thousands of people coming together because our Find Your Tribe posts, connecting, training together. Full groups have been created because of this, like little micro militias all over the country. And me being the one that kind of like the ringleader, right? And it's funny because I'm not like a ringleader, but you get what I'm saying, where I'm the one that's helping everyone connect. And I don't have a big group. I don't have a man group that gets together every month and trains together. I've tried it twice. Both times it's failed. It's just because people don't want to be held accountable. Maybe I'm too hard. Maybe I'm too mean. Maybe I'm too stern, too serious. Maybe I just need to lay back and just be more chill, man. But I don't think that we have the luxury of that anymore. I think that at this point in our life, it's too late. And I'll use Ukraine as a reference, whether, you know, regardless of who you like support politically, because I don't give a shit. I could care less about either Russia or Ukraine. That's my honest opinion. It's not my country. It's not my business. My country should not be funding anything. My country should be funding my country, and we should all be flourishing and having a good time and not spending it on other countries that are, you know, got their own problems. I mean, Ukraine wouldn't come here to save the day if we had a problem. They don't have the resources. They don't have the money. They don't have the weaponry. It's just not, it's a stupid conversation to even have. It's dumb. So, but Ukraine is a perfect example as to where they didn't have the Second Amendment, and they didn't have the Second Amendment, and then Russia invaded, or was, you know, implying that they were going to invade soon, so they enacted some form of like their own version of the Second Amendment, and then they had like a month to train whoever was willing. But even people still didn't believe that it was going to happen, so a large number of people didn't get the training or buy firearms or any of those things, or were issued firearms, and then they actually invaded, and a fuckload of people died. And not only that, then they started dragging people off the streets to get them on the front lines, because they're desperate for bodies. And we as Americans have the Second Amendment, and we've taken it for granted. I really believe we have. And we're like, well, the NRA will take care of it. Oh, fucking whoever else, all these gun organizations that claim to represent us, right? They'll take care of it. It's like, whatever. I'm not going to worry about it. But they can't. They can't do it alone. And this isn't like me trying to sell anything, because I haven't funded any of these places either. A lot of them seem very salesy and shady, in my opinion. But just being vocal about it, trying to get people involved, talking about it, creating groups, helping people create groups, you know, starting range days, doing anything to try and bring people together. Like, there's not a lot of people doing that. And there's people that have tried. I mean, some people will come to our range days and then try and emulate what it is we did, and then they like miserably fail. Because they're just trying to like imitate what we're doing instead of just like trying to do it their own way. If you do it your own way, that's awesome. Like, just don't try and like do it like we did. You know, I think that there's gotta be some form of authenticity to the whole process. If it's just a range day, just say it's just a range day, you know, it's an opportunity for everyone to come out and hang out. Just do it. You don't got to do everything we do. But then, you know, there's these other companies and training organizations that their only goal is to make money, and they don't care. At the end of the day, they just care about making money, and they don't care about really the delivery of the message or the information that's being given to you, or what happens after you leave that class. Whereas I genuinely, like in my soul, I feel that that needs to be the number one priority. And that's the downside of this business right now, is I'm stretched so thin that I can't put more time into training. I wish that I had more resources and more money to where I could just fund the whole thing, but I can't. And then I'm not also going to sell a large portion of my business to have the money to do that either, because I don't want people in my pockets that don't believe in what we're doing that to the level that I do, which is almost impossible. So that's where we're at. But yeah, I don't want to turn this into a rant. Like I said, it's the whole reason why I removed the last podcast. But I want you guys to think about those things. You know, if you needed to call somebody at 3 a.m., how many people do you have that you can rely on for that? And like I said, maybe three, definitely one for me. Nah, definitely two for me, maybe three. That's it. That's all I got. Like other people is like, I don't know. Maybe they would. A lot of people that are like claim to be there for me though, it's like they're there for me because of like who I am, not because they like truly appreciate me as a friend though. You know what I mean? There's a status connected to that. And I don't like that. And that's comes back to the beginning when I said that's the reason I want to redact my face and not become some micro celebrity, because people will treat me differently and I don't want to be treated differently. I want to genuinely be appreciated by people for who I am actually, not this character that is created on the internet. So if people don't, then they don't. That's fine. I'd rather people not want to hang out with me because of who I really am than hang out with me because of who they think I am. I think that's just because I'm getting older. I'm just tired of being around fake people. I'm tired of dealing with drama. You know, I have people messaging me. So like, did you see this? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what he said about me. I don't care what they said about me. I don't care. Like, cool, dude. This person thinks they can outshoot me. Awesome. More power to them. They think they can run faster than me. Cool. Don't care. Don't care. I hope some of you guys can understand where I'm coming from with that. Like, my goodness. I'm over it. I've dealt with so much drama and hate and pain and abandonment and lies and cheat and everything my entire life. Whether I was the one doing it or if it was being done to me, I'm done. I'm done. Burnt. So if you want to hang out, you want to shoot guns, you want to be a homie and shit, just be real, dude. Don't try to fucking please me. Don't try to fucking woo me. Don't overdo it, man. Don't try and like give me shit. I don't want it, man. I just want homies that like actually appreciate me. And I know a lot of you guys feel the same way. So if you're battling with the same thing, I feel you, bro. I do. I feel you. It's rough right now for a lot of us. Men specifically. Even when we have a large group around us, or family, close family, and we are loved, it's hard for us to remember that when we're in our lowest point. So take a deep breath. Go talk to yourself. Go meditate. Go pray. Read the Bible. Go to the gym. Go for a run. Go for a hike. Do something. You know, go ride your motorcycle, man. Excuse my language, but I love riding motorcycles. I sold my motorcycle again, but I'm gonna get another one. It's part of me that I'll never stop. It's just in that point in time in my life, it was a mature decision to get rid of it. So, but yeah. Anyways, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Or week, or whenever I end up dropping this. Hope your families are doing well. Hope you are in good health. And I hope I'll be able to do another one soon. I really do enjoy doing this. Maybe soon I'll have someone on with me. We'll see. I got a couple more mics. So if you guys are interested, want to get on here, hit me up. Share the show. Obviously, I don't take ads. You don't hear any weird selling of any kind. I am my own sponsor in every single way. So I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this, listen to me ramble. Hopefully you found some value in it. But other than that, I will catch you guys on the next episode. So have a good night. Peace.